By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Are we marked by love? Is love the chief characteristics of our lives? This is the third test. I have a dear friend that has been almost 10 years since I last saw him. We once served together in the Marine Corps, and back then we were closer than brothers. When one of us said to the other, "I got your back," it was truly something special. He meant what he said to me, and I meant what I said to him. And today was no different. Although the years have passed us by and we're both grading, can't move as fast as we once could, we still share the same love for one another that we did so long ago. Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's the show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those hard times. God is love. Therefore, if we love God, then we are bound to love one another. The greatest proof that we love God is the mark of love. If we have this mark, then people can clearly see that we love one another. Love reveals one's true nature. It shows if we're of God or of the devil. A person that lives a righteous life is one that is marked by love. He does all that he can do for others. When he sees someone with a need, he reaches out to assist. The person who lives a pure and holy lifestyle takes this very nature from God, because God is love. But on the flip side of that, the person that does not do these things cannot be of God. They're all about self, and their actions prove it. They are unloving, unkind, and unholy. It's not good or pleasant to think about it, but Scripture tells us that if a person is not of God, then he must be of the devil. Now, we're all human and we have our own moments. We grumble, gossip, and complain. But the person who is truly of God knows that these actions are not of God, because he will become convicted by the Holy Spirit. And then he's quickly reminded of that fact. Love reveals whose child we are. Love is the message that's heard from the very beginning. It is the supreme commandment of Jesus Christ. We are to love not just our friends, but our enemies as well. We are to love all people, good or bad. Love does not persecute the righteous. If I say that I love you and you're a fellow believer, then why would I attempt to bring harm onto you? Think of Cain, how he murdered his brother Abel simply because he was jealous of the favor that God had given him. In today's society, our church family, we may see a member receiving blessing after blessing. They may be vaulted up quicker than the one who's been there longer, but that's the favor of God. What God has for me is for me, and what he has for you, well, you know the rest. But Cain killed his own brother, the one that was of his flesh and blood, and this proves that he didn't love him, but he hated him. The person who truly loves his brother, and I'm talking about everyone, they would not criticize or spread rumors. They wouldn't attack, abuse, hate, or be envious of them, or even talk about them. Love means to love them for who they are and to reach out to them in fellowship. Love is the proof that one has passed from death to life. And the death that we're talking about is spiritual death. The one that the person that he has that's at war against God. The one is separated from God's love because he has hatred in his heart. He is the natural man living in this present world. The person who does not have Christ is spiritually dead. He that has the Son has life. And he that does not have the Son does not have life. Love does not hate. Just like with being persecuted, love does not hold on to feelings of dislike, anger, envy, or jealousy. Hate is equal to murder. And the person that hates his brother is a murderer. Love is proof that we understand the love of Christ. If we say that we love God who we cannot see, but can't love our brother who we see all the time, then how can we be of God? Christ laid down his life for you, me, the whole world. He didn't do it for the black or white man. He didn't do it for a man or a woman. He died for us all. So we must remember that at one time we were all separated from God by sin. But it was through the goodness of his grace and his love that when we were without strength, Christ died for the ungodly, meaning he died for us. Here's the point. If we love God, then we follow his Son. And if we follow his Son, who's love, then we must be of love. Love has compassion. and it gives to meet the needs of others. When you love someone, you don't continue to beat down on them during their moments of weakness. You lift them up because love is patient and kind, and it does not do things to hurt others. Love does not have a closed heart, but it has one that is open. Love makes sacrifices. It gives to the needy and to the desperate. If we do not do any of these things, then who can prove the love of God? The thing to remember is this. If we have the mark of love on our lives and people can clearly see that we love one another, then we love God. But if we have and hold on to feelings against others, then this is proof that we do not love God. The great mark of loving God is loving one another. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. You are a child of God that is loved dearly by Him, and He wants nothing more than to give you all the blessings that He has in store for you. We love God because He first loved us. One love, 5 minutes.